They're an all-female band, a Danish band, a drummer, a bass player and a singer. Simple as that, but a sound as strong as rock. Nelson Can makes it all possible. I'm talking with Signe, bass player of the band. Hi, Signe.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, thank you.
All right, so tell me, what are, in your opinion, some qualities an artist should really have?
I think a quality that all artists should have is being able to be present on stage. And whenever musicians are out meeting their fans and their audiences, like, to be present, I think, is the most important thing. Then you can do whatever you want. You know, you can be a bad musician, you can be a good musician. If you're present and you have a good energy, I think people will like you no matter what.
All right. And you've played with Nelson Can on some big festivals before, like Roskilde Festival in Denmark. Is the sex, drugs and rock and roll mentality still alive on places like that?
Sometimes. We don't do drugs in the band. We have a very strict policy about that. But the alcohol and the rock and roll and sometimes the sex, I guess.
Yeah, so it's somehow still alive.
Yeah. I think drugs are pretty uncool. I think they're getting more and more uncool. So, but
yeah,
and rock and roll is always cool.
All right. And have you witnessed some remarkable things from other artists backstage on like festivals like that?
I've seen a few things. Last month we played a show in Aarhus, and we met this pretty famous Danish singer. I'm not going to say her name, but
right.
She was pretty. She's pretty big here, and we met her on a tour in Holland actually last year. And so we've been introduced to her once, but we never thought that we knew her. And we just played a concert, and we went to the bar, and I turn around, and all of a sudden she's standing there, and she stole two bottles of booze in the bar.
Oh.
And like, this is a really famous Danish singer, and she definitely do not have to steal anything, but I guess she thought it was funny. And then all of a sudden we were outside, like hiding in the bushes, drinking stolen alcohol with a very famous Danish singer.
Nice.
Stupid things like that happen.
All right.
Funny.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool, I guess. And what is your most exciting story that happened to you or the band?
Last year, we supported the Black Keys. It's a big American band. And we were obviously pretty excited about it. After the show, we went out to get some beer. And we had our manager from the UK over to watch the show. And he came with us out to have beers. And there was this, we went to this really crappy bar because it was cheap and we didn't really have any money. And in comes in, like through the door comes in this Danish rapper who was very famous like 5 or 8 years ago, but he's not really, like, now he's just a name, you know. Haven't really made any music for a long time. And he like realizes that we were the support band for the Black Keys and wants to talk to us, but he is so coked up that he simply cannot form a sentence. And it was such an embarrassment. And yeah, I guess, you know, it was pretty crazy having someone who used to be a really big shot wanting to get to know you and being a complete loser.
Yeah, well, that means you're getting pretty big, probably.
Yeah, the sad side of this.
All right. And
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Many big artists have writers with sometimes really crazy things on those lists, like a lot of booze. Do you girls have writers?
Sometimes. If we know that we can get away with it, we might do it.
All right.
We've had some crazy writers. Right now we don't really have a writer, and we don't at all get upset if we don't get it. We just put allergies and boring stuff on it. really.
Unique things, just normal.
Not yet. I was in charge of getting all the stuff on Sepultura's, the writer, a few years ago for a show in Aarhus, where I come from. And they wanted 8 different flavors of chewing gum.
Oh.
And they're really hard, like metal band. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So you.
What they wanted.
So you won't make the crew extra difficult by asking special things. You'll still be pretty nice.
No. I think one of the things bands need to remember is that when you're out, you really want everybody to have like as good as an impression of you as possible. Mm-hmm. And the more difficult you are, the worse the impression is going to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't be too difficult. Be happy. Appreciate what you get.
Yeah. And if you don't get enough, just steal some more booze, I suppose.
Exactly. Go to the bar, steal the booze.
Right. You're currently working on a first full album, if I'm not mistaken.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. How's it going?
Pretty well, actually. We have the first 2 singles are in the mix right now. Mm-hmm. And the first one will be released in Denmark in October.
Wow. It's kind of pretty soon.
And hopefully the rest of Europe soon after.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm very looking forward to the album.
And, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Wish you lots of luck in the studio.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.